This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, so there was a awkward moment last year with the Indianapolis Colts. Shane Steichen, he was wearing the Crucial Catch hoodie that the NFL puts out. It's kind of a colorful one. It's talking about catching cancer early. And there was a reporter named Greg Doyle, who's, my gosh, I mean, this guy, a very self-important journalist. I guess he looked at the sweater and thought that it was a rainbow or something and thought that Shane Steichen was making some sort of statement. And this is what the back and forth between Greg Doyle and Shane Steichen sounded like.
Are you a hockey fan, and B, if you're trying to make a unspoken symbolic gesture, I'm ruining it for you by asking you, what's with the sweatshirt?
What's that?
What's with the sweatshirt?
The sweatshirt? The cold sweatshirt?
Is that a rainbow?
Yeah, that's the Crucial Catch.
Oh, okay.
Got it, Greg.
All right, there you go. So that was a little bit awkward. I guess he was trying to tee Shane Steichen up. Not sure what was going on, but he kind of went under the radar a little bit.
That was him, and I'm not saying you need to be locked into the Crucial Catch initiative, but that was just him flat out being unprepared and ignorant. Like, the whole league was wearing that color. The whole league. For whatever week that
was. They actually advertised that.
Yeah.
They advertised on commercials, during the games, all that stuff.
It was what we would call a thing. So he looked like, not just slimeball-y, but kind of like just straight up dumb in
yeah.
that moment. Like, you look
yeah.
dumb.
Yeah, for sure.
In that moment.
Like, dog, do you watch the games? Do you watch sports?
Do you football, bro? Do you NFL, bro?
Then you had yesterday, and this was insane. And you know how you know when you're either thriving or you effed up? When the correct spelling of your name and incorrect spelling of your name are two of the top five trending topics in the country.
Ooh, yeah.
He spells it with two G's, G-R-E-G-G, Doyle.
Greg.
That was trending. And then Greg with one G was trending. That's when you know you did something awkward. And yesterday, Caitlin Clark, she was introduced to the Indianapolis media types after being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. And Greg Doyle, this is a low point even for him. And keep in mind, when he says that he's doing something, he's doing the heart that she does when she walks off the court after games, which we're about to learn is something that she does to her family as she's walking off the court. Here was Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Colts slash reporter up there in Indy, breaking the internet yesterday.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like
yeah,
that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So.
Okay. As you can imagine, the reaction was pretty wild for Greg Doyle. He's got a history of very polarizing. It's kind of like the holier than thou journalistic approach. What what was going on there?
Dude. But that's the thing about it. He's supposed to have the holier than thou journalistic approach, but what's all of that sideshow commentary of giving her the hard, like it's what it clearly is. And I'm just not really thinking about it as we play the audio. That's really just a bunch of kiss ass, let me be, what he was trying to go for. And it ended up backfiring on him because, you know, obviously now it's a little bit of a controversy. But I think he was trying to endear himself to Caitlin Clark and be somebody. I do feel like people go to some of these press conferences and really want to stand out. Like, hey, how can I tell this reporter's face from the next? Oh, they asked me that silly question or that really good question, whatever the case may be.
Trying to start a joke or something.
Yeah, they want to stand out at the press conference and be somebody that, especially if it's somebody that you're just now initially meeting, want to be somebody that you remember the next time you see him. That's my guess of what he was going for. But yikes.
Then my man wrote a column about it and teased a column while all the smoke was going on. Yeah. And he wrote a column about this whole thing. Here, let me read you this column right here because it's kind of short. What are you shaking your head at, Fig?
I hate when people do this, man. That's so, like when somebody...
This is going for clicks.
Exactly. That's like when people have a viral tweet and then under it, follow my Instagram. Yeah. Oh, yeah, follow this. Oh, yeah, I make shirts, too.
Yeah, and then tweets. That follow-up tweet don't ever even have nothing to do with the actual...
Exactly.
So tell me if this is an acceptable apology. I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark, with the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever, in one way. I'm sort of known locally, Cy, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly controversial questions. I've done this for years with Colts coaches Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen. I've done it with Purdue players Carson Edwards and Zach Edey. I did it with IU's Romeo Langford, talking to them as people, not athletes. Notice something about all these names. They're all men. On one hand, yes, absolutely, male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage, respect, compensation, terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise. And then along comes a story about another insensitive man, which goes viral on media, and I decided to write about that idiot, me. What I've learned is that I need to be more aware about how I talk to people, not just athletes. I realized only after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during discussion with the people that I care most about. So he went through grief here, okay?
Grief?
Yeah. Denial. One, I didn't do anything wrong. I gave Caitlin her signature heart-shaped hand gesture as a way of introducing myself and welcoming her to town. I did this during a nationally televised press conference. What kind of idiot acts creepy on television? Parentheses, me.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Number two, anger. This is how I talk to everyone. Had that been a male equivalent arriving to energize the team in town since I've been here, the closest thing Indianapolis had is quarterback Anthony Richardson. I'd have shown him a heart gesture and reiterated, I like that you were here. This is where I was convinced I was harmless and right when a woman I deeply respect told me, quote, but Caitlin Clark is a young woman and you don't have... talk to a young woman the same way you would a young man. And my heart dropped because now I saw it. After years of being so sure I was on the right side of these arguments, I was now on the wrong side. And for the oldest reason to man to woman, ignorance. You can say that's absurd. That's that I should have known better, and I do, but here we are. I was just doing what I do, talking to another athlete, another person, and didn't see the line. Didn't even know there was a line in the vicinity until I crossed it. In my haste to be clever, to be familiar and welcoming, or so I thought, I offended Caitlin and her family. After going through denial and anger, I'm on the wrong side of this. Question mark. I now realize what I said and how I said it was wrong, wrong, wrong. I mean it was just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I'm sorry.
What?
This guy's weird, man. He's legit weird.
Weird doesn't even... weird would be a compliment. Like, weird doesn't even begin to, like, you want to talk about being self-absorbed and self-involved? I don't know. I don't know if I know anybody like this. Who is this self-absorbed and self-involved?
Oh, they're digging up his tweets now. Some of the stuff that he said about a LeBron column that he put out. Some of the stuff that he said about Carson Wentz back when he was with the Colts. A lot of strange behavior here.
He embarrassed himself sociopath. And then wrote a column about himself. He's a narcissist.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the mental health claim in 2 weeks. It's dropping.
Well, he said he already told you that he went through count or a grief.
It's dropping.
Oh, yeah, that's the breadcrumb.
Got to get my headspace right. It's coming.
That is the breadcrumb right there. But no, this is self-absorbed, self-involved,
it's wild,
narcissistic, and weird would describe it too.
And then he's talking about they deserve fair. He's pandering there too. It's very disingenuous.
This man is either in his 40s or 50s and is just now learning, apparently yesterday or the day before, that you don't talk to men and women necessarily the same.
Do you
is he new?
Could you see any scenarios like this playing out locally?
The beginning of it.
Not as bad, but just the awkwardness.
The awkwardness in the beginning of it, absolutely. But there wouldn't be no follow-up column and all of this extra stuff. There wouldn't be any of that. But could I see, and I don't even think it would be sexist either, but could I see somebody trying to do something like that that would be endearing to a new star athlete and as a way to stand out at a press conference? 100%. I just don't think that this person is a narcissist and is as self-absorbed as Greg Doyle clearly is.
What, you talking about McClain with Amy Adams Stank or something?
Nope. Okay. But that's a good candidate. That's a good candidate. Hey, can I give you a hint? He's got the same first name but spells it properly as this guy.
Okay. Greg? Oh, okay. Who knows? Let's hear from Nick Caserio. He spells his name correctly. Nick Caserio, we're 1 week away from the draft. Let's hear what the GM of the Houston Texans has to say, and perhaps he will give us some clues. We're going to hear from Nick Caserio 1 week away from the draft next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.